They went low, very low, and then Charisse Davids went to Washington after a congressional campaign marred by a local Republican official's racist and mean-spirited Twitter threat to send the Ho-Chunk Nation tribal member back to the reservation. The good people of Kansas voted to send Davids to Congress instead. Davids, a Democrat, ousted a four-term Republican incumbent by campaigning on equality, including for LGBTQ Kansans like herself. Davids, a professional mixed martial arts fighter and licensed lawyer, put it this way in a campaign ad that showed her working out and kicking a punching bag. She said, "It's 2018 and women, Native Americans, gay people, and unemployed and underemployed have to fight like hell just to survive. It's clear Trump and the Republicans in Washington don't give a damn about anyone like me or anyone who doesn't think like them." North Dakota superintendent wants to replicate Montana Indian education for all programs. North Dakota's top education official wants to copy a Montana program that weaves the history and culture of American Indian tribes into classroom instruction. And the first step was an Indian education summit held last Tuesday in Bismarck. Superintendent of Public Instruction Kirsten Basler said replicating Montana's Indian Education for All program will help prepare North Dakota's next generation of leaders. "We really have to have a common understanding of where we came from in order to have a vision for the future," she said. "The program relies on input from tribal elders and educators to develop truthful versions of the tribe's stories and counter misinterpretations and inaccuracies sometimes found in textbooks." Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.